This is the perfect time to start a side hustle, and this is also the perfect time to start a podcast about starting a side hustle. Kick it. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. This is the Living My Side Hustle podcast.
Hey, welcome back to Living My Side Hustle. It's Dave again with you. I hope you're doing well. Glad to have you back again. Today's episode's designed for students. So if you're a student, summer holidays is kicking in for most of us, so happy summer. But I thought maybe it's a good chance to talk about some of the side hustle ideas that a student can put into place, whether you're in school or you're out of school, but around your busy schedule with sports and life. Maybe a side hustle would work well for you as a student. So, if you're looking for some ideas, we got them here on Living My Side Hustle. Stick around. We got some ideas for you. First of all, let's talk about the valuable lessons and skills that you can learn through a side hustle. One of the most significant benefits in having a side hustle is the opportunity to develop your entrepreneurial mindset. That's a big word. Yeah. Entrepreneurial mindset. Whether you start a small business, offer services, or engage in freelancing, you'll learn essential skills like problem solving, organization, communication, time management, resilience. You'll learn so much by having a side hustle. Great learning ground, great learning lessons that as a student you can take into your life, into your future, into university, college, wherever you go as an adult. This is a great basis, a great foundation to build from by having a side hustle. So there's some things to talk about. First, we're going to talk about skill development. Let's break down some of the specific skills you can gain through having a side hustle as a student. Number one, communication. When you're running a side hustle, you'll be interacting with clients, customers, other professionals, enhancing your communication, interpersonal skills. It is a great way to put yourself out there, especially if you're like an introvert like me and find it hard in big group settings to get your voice out there. Communication skills will grow just by having a side hustle. You'll learn a lot about yourself and about how to better yourself in communication. Number two is marketing. And we do marketing in all sense. Even if you wanted to get a date, you have to market yourself. You got to get out there and say, hey, look at me. I'm a good date. So we market all the time. Don't kid yourself. Promoting your side hustle will require you to develop marketing strategies, create compelling content, answer the question of why should anyone buy your product or support you, and you learn about social media marketing as well. And that is a great place for you to learn skills that you can take with you anywhere you go. And as an employer, I know if someone comes through the door with skill sets that they developed by having a side hustle, they move to the top of the list because there's some initiative there compared to those that don't see the benefit of having a side hustle. Number three, financial literacy. One of the big things we're missing in schools right now is just understanding credit cards and debt and interest and mortgages and taxes. All of these things aren't taught as much as some other things in school. So by having a side hustle, you get to learn financial literacy. Managing the income and expenses of your side hustle will teach you valuable lessons about budgeting, bookkeeping, and financial responsibility. All of these things you need if you're to buy a house, if you're to buy a car, if you're to have a credit card, a bank account. You're going to learn about all these things just by having a side hustle. That's a huge benefit right there, in addition to actually running your side hustle, is learning about money. Number four is time management. Balancing your studies and your schoolwork and your athletics and your dating life and family and a job and everything else. Time management skills will go up a notch by having a side hustle because you have to balance all of this while having a side hustle. This will help push you to become a master of your time management and your productivity. You're going to need a calendar. You're going to need a schedule. You're going to need discipline. All that stuff comes by running your own side hustle. And number five is just networking. Just building connections with clients, other entrepreneurs, the industry professionals, the general public will expand your network and open doors for you for future opportunities beyond what you're even thinking of today, just by putting yourself out there. So now that we've kind of looked at some of the skills that you can develop, let's talk more about what you can, how you can create extra income as a student through a side hustle. It's really important to find opportunities that align with your interests, abilities, and availability. And here's a few to consider. Some side hustle ideas for students. How about tutoring? If you excel in a particular subject at school, offer tutoring services to your peers or younger students. You can do this in person or even through online platforms like tutor.com or Chegg Tutors. There's a bunch of different ones that you can sign up with. Freelancing is another way. Leverage your skills, such as writing, graphic design, or coding, or other services on a freelance platforms like Upwork and Fiverr. Maybe you can help create websites. There's a lot of different things that you could do. Maybe there's things you've learned in school that you found fascinating. Take your fascination and get paid for it by doing some freelancing. Maybe there's social media management. I know there's podcasters who struggle to maintain their social media presence and record and edit their podcasts and do all these things, and they're looking for help. And they would love to hire you to do that for them. So you can go on there and talk specifically to podcasters because they need help with this. Social media management is a big, big thing right now. And if you have the knack for social media, helping a small business or individuals manage their social media accounts can develop engaging content for them would be a godsend for many, many people running a small business. You could do event photography or videography. Are you good with a camera? If you have an eye for capturing moments, consider offering your photography or your videography services to for events like weddings or parties or conferences. You could be the official photographer for an event. Anything like that will get your work in front of others who will then see that work and then want to work with you in the future. You can also look at e-commerce. Just start an online store by selling handmade crafts or design shirts on TeePublic or clothing items or digital products. Platforms like Etsy or Shopify make it really easy to set up your own digital online storefront where you can reach the world and sell your products without having to have a key and sit behind a desk in some storefront in some town. You can do this all online and reach the whole world. So what about just balancing your side hustle and your studies? One of the things you really need to think about is set really clear boundaries and establish some specific times and days dedicated to your side hustle. We've talked about this in the past in other episodes, but you need to ensure you leave enough time to focus on your studies because that's the main focus. The side hustle is that. It's a side hustle. It's on the side in addition to everything else you're doing. So prioritize your commitments, identify your most important academic tasks, and ensure that they receive the necessary attention before dedicating time to any side hustle. Make sure you optimize your schedule. Look for pockets of time between classes or during breaks where you can work on your side hustle tasks and use productivity techniques like time blocking to stay organized. And another one key thing that you really need to think about is just seek support. Communicate with your professors, your friends, and your family around your side hustle. Maybe there's like a student success department in your college, university, or high school where you can sit down with one of the teachers or leaders there and explain to them what you're thinking, and they can give you some advice and some accountability so that you can then move forward with the idea behind your side hustle. Again, remember that a side hustle needs to be treated as such. It is something you do on the side. The moment that a side hustle becomes your main hustle and your studies start to go off track, you're losing time for yourself, you're not being healthy, you're staying up late, skipping class, that's not going to feed you long term. Think about your side hustle as something that you do when you have the time. and find something that works for you. That's the main thing. There's a thousand different things you can do, but you need to find what works for you. I've been talking to people who do voiceover work. Like, what a great thing. If you already have access to a microphone, a laptop, and you have a speaking voice where you can get on the mic and voice commercials for radio, you could voice voiceovers for audiobooks, you can do intros and outros for podcasters. I know many podcasters looking for that. You could be doing all types of ad work. There's like audio dramas looking for different character voices. Do you have like 1,000 different character voices that you can pull out of your back pocket? You could do this in cartoons and movies. And you can do it all from your dorm room, your bedroom, your home with very simple setup. The biggest thing is your voice, your availability, and your talent. That's what they're looking for. And you have all those things. So think about what you already have. What is not a big ask? What is something that doesn't require a lot of money, a lot of extra time, new skill that you don't know how to do? What is it about your day-to-day that you know inside and out and people come to you for answers already about? That's your potential side hustle right there. Are you organized? Maybe help people who are not organized. Are you a great speaker? Help people who are not a great speaker. Are you excellent in math? Well, I'm not, so I need help in that. There is always somebody looking for whatever you're an expert in, and all you need to do is figure out how you can take what you do and what you offer and put it in front of the world so they can find you. Build your own website around what you do. Go buy a website domain that speaks to what you do. It's like $12 a year, 12 bucks a year, like a buck a month. Come on, you can afford that. One less trip to Starbucks, you can have a website. And then use that website and leverage that opportunity to put that in front of people and so people can find you. Start a podcast. Get your voice out in the world and let people hear who you are. If you're going to do voiceover work, a podcast makes complete sense. And you can do it all for free. It doesn't cost you anything to get your voice into the world and start all that. If you're interested in that part of it, I do host the How to Podcast series at howtopodcast.ca. And I teach people and I help people just like you who have a gift or a message for the world or a service that could help people to start a podcast. And I'd love to help you. If you're a student, you don't have any income to get behind starting a show, I will help you because you need to get out there and get your message into the world. So reach out to me at howtopodcast.ca. Kind of a commercial here in the middle of my episode on living my side hustle, but I digress. I think anyone who wants to get their voice into the world and start a side hustle and share whatever they have as a gift with the world can leverage that. And one little thing, let's talk about this whole thing about feeling salesy. That I want to start a side hustle, but I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to be that person that tries to make you buy that vacuum or car or subscription, and they're pushy. They're in your face and buy it now and pressure. That's not me. You don't have to be like that. You have a gift and you're unique. And how you see the world is unique. So take what you know and put it out into the world. And don't be shy about it, because there are people, like I said, looking for exactly what you offer. Maybe you were trained to groom pets at some big chain, and then you just thought, that's not for me. I don't like working at that location, but I love grooming pets. Start your own grooming business. There's ways. YouTube University can teach you how to set up anything that you want to do. Do a search, find it, follow the steps. It's all there for you. You're not alone. There are people who can help you. All you need to do is say, yep, you know what? You're right. I need to start a side hustle. And listening to this podcast hopefully will be helpful in that pursuit. Listening to the stories of other people who have been on the show. But if you're out there going, you know what? I think I'd like to be on this podcast and talk about my side hustle and what I've learned. Reach out to me, livingmysidehustle.com. leave me a message. You can contact me there. Love to have you come on the show, like all my other past guests, and talk about the side hustle that you started, or what you've learned, or what you would teach others about a side hustle. Your words matter, and I'd love to hear from you. LivingMySideHustle.com is the website. Head over there. Let's get together and talk. Let's chat and see if we can get you on the show to talk about your side hustle journey at LivingMySideHustle.com. Thank you for listening. Check out the next episode as they're coming out. More stuff coming soon. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Really appreciate you being here. Get out there and start your side hustle. Love to support you any way I can. Take care.
Hey parents, if you're anything like me, balancing screen time for our kids is a constant struggle. That's why I want to share a little secret with you. KidsPod, a revolutionary app where podcasts aren't just for adults anymore. KidsPod offers a treasure trove of kid-friendly podcasts, making it super easy and safe for your little ones to explore, learn, and be entertained without staring at a screen. And the best part? It's completely free to download. Empower their imagination and curiosity with content that's made just for them. Download the KidsPod app today, because podcasts are for kids too.